This is WLRN News. I'm intern Claire Thornton. Yesterday, the group Fight for 15 announced the start of their multi-county Get Out the Vote drive. Besides fighting for higher wages, they're also supporting Florida's Amendment 4.
It's time that the wealthy and the politicians play the right role.
I meet Dadalee Joseph outside the Broward County Supervisor of Elections building. He's here to cast an on-demand ballot for the August 28th primary elections. He says he's voting for Amendment 4 in November.
Amendment 4 is for people that made mistakes in their life.
Florida takes away your right to vote if you were convicted of a felony, even after you've served your time. The issue hits close to home for Joseph. He's a felon himself. He got his voting rights back after being released from prison. But the process was lengthy. Felons in Florida have to wait at least 5 years before applying for a hearing to have their rights restored. Not everyone gets a hearing. Joseph says he recently voted for the first time in 15 years.
Everybody deserves a better chance. Everybody makes mistakes. You can't name one person that hasn't made a mistake. These guys have paid their debt to society, have did their time coming back out, women and men, you know, trying to get their voting rights restored. And it's very important because everybody votes matter.
Joseph and the other Fight for 15 members came out to vote, but they weren't able to. The elections office was not prepared to provide on-demand ballots on that day. I'm Claire Thornton in Miami.